This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Andy Wakefield, who's now a, I would say, prolific filmmaker, in addition to his brilliance and his integrity as a pediatric gastroenterologist out of England, now here in the United States of America. You know him from Vax, from Cover Up the Catastrophe, and a whole lot more we've covered, from Seventh Chakra films and more. A new film is just released, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. And let's welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Andy, let's see if we can get you out on the show here. Andy, are you there?
I am, Robert. I'm on my phone. For some reason, your guy sent me a text rather than an email, so I'm stuck on my phone at the moment.
I was hoping, like I was multitasking while we were on the show. Super Don was doing something. We had sent the link to whoever, but I only had your text, and I have a info at Seventh Chakra Films that I sent it to before. I don't know if that got to you. So you look good on there. I don't know if it'll convert to horizontal or not, but we'll take you vertically if that's all we got.
Let's see. What do I have to do here? Let's see if we can turn it to vertical.
Just turn the phone physically in space, and let's see if it converts. Can you there it is. Let's see if it adapts. No, you go sideways.
No, it doesn't work. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that, but we'll roll with it, Andy. It's good to see you, my friend, and I'm so grateful that your work as a filmmaker is only getting better with each project you undertake, and this is another one that is decidedly devastating for those that worship still at the vaccine altar or religion of vaccinology, as opposed to what you've invested your life in as a physician as well, good sound science. And when you woke up to see the issues happening in the pediatric population in England, that was, of course, the great controversy when you simply reported what was observed in your findings. They attacked you, and you became persona non grata on the planet Earth when it comes to MMR shots and other things. And yet all you did was point out what you observed, which is what a good scientist does. And here you are all these years later, I think, greatly surpassing their reach because they attacked you in your efforts in filmmaking. So if you want to transit through any of the stories to get to this point, or just go right into this new film and how I set it up.
No, I think you set it up perfectly. So let's talk about that. We just finished editing and releasing 1986, the Act, the story of the history behind the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and the giving of liability protection to the pharmaceutical industry, to the vaccine manufacturers, so that they had no liability for deaths and damages caused by their vaccines. And so that was out there. And then my editor, Claire Dooley, was going through some footage that had been sent to her from East Africa, from Kenya. And they were looking to tell a story of the infertility vaccine. And I looked at this footage, and there's a great danger, Robert, as a director, taking someone else's footage that you might have shot in a different way, questions you might have asked in a slightly different way or pursued in a different way. But this story was so utterly compelling that I felt that it was worth the risk. And so it really is essentially a story, as you say. It's been out there for a long time, but this is its resolution. This is the key to hang on to and why it is so relevant to the Western world, to developed countries. And it was an acrimonious debate that had been going on for a very long time between, on the one hand, the World Health Organization and the Kenyan Public Health Service, and on the other hand, the Kenyan Catholic Doctors Association and the Catholic Bishops Association. And the allegation was that under the guise of a neonatal tetanus prevention program, the World Health Organization had conducted an infertility program, an infertility vaccine program in millions of women across the world, but here specifically in Kenya. And this battle raged. It went back and forth. As you say, the molecule in question was human chorionic gonadotropin. The allegation was this molecule, which should not be in the tetanus vaccine, was present. And what the World Health Organization unambiguously had been doing since the early 70s, and this is widely published by themselves, was trying to develop a successful anti-fertility vaccine. And the way in which they did that, when they injected HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, on its own, it didn't do anything. It didn't elicit an immune response, but they found that when they joined it together with the tetanus toxoid from the tetanus vaccine, then the combination molecule, that fused, bonded molecule, then elicited an immune response. The tetanus toxoid acted as a sort of adjuvant to induce an immune response, and that was, when given in five doses, a successful anti-fertility vaccine. What it would do is abort existing pregnancies or prevent pregnancies from occurring.
Andy, I got to ask you a question, because you relayed to me, to all of us, that in fact they had tested HCG injections to see if it would elicit an immune response that would terminate or prevent pregnancy. So this wasn't an happenstance, accidental, we've got HCG contamination in tetanus vaccines that suddenly millions of people around the world, particularly in Africa, were getting, and that are claiming, this was just an accident, a lab spillover. You're telling me there was a concerted effort to develop an infertility or a vaccine that would induce infertility for purposes of population reduction, or maybe there wasn't purposes. I don't know. And then they implemented it, and then they found out it worked with the tetanus toxoid in the tetanus vaccine. Are we talking about a DTP or DPT or DPAT? What are we talking about? DTAP? Or are we talking about a tetanus only?
The tetanus toxoid, yeah. Just the tetanus toxoid. And they had to fuse the molecule together. So, no, this wasn't contentious, the fact that they were doing it. It's widely published in the medical literature, and they started in the early 70s, funded by the World Health Organization, and they succeeded. They declared that they'd got a successful anti-fertility vaccine around the early 1990s. And so they decided, how will we reconcile this heated debate between the World Health Organization and these doctors? Mm-hmm. What they decided to do was to bring in samples from the field that were being administered to mothers, to women of childbearing age, that they'd labeled as the tetanus vaccine program, bring in those samples and test them in an accredited laboratory in Nairobi. Bring in samples also from the government stores, tetanus toxoid vaccine, that had the same batch number as the field samples.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, what they found is that more than half of the samples from the field were positive for HCG, and none, zero of the 52 samples from the government were positive. And at that stage,
they
went on the offensive, as they do. They launched the media, they launched everything at the doctors who had raised these concerns. They had them hauled up in front of their licensing committee with the aim of having them disbarred as doctors. They alleged, and it's even worse than saying it must have got in there by accident, insinuated that the Catholic Church in Kenya, which is a very big healthcare provider, had deliberately contaminated the samples. That was the inference. An effort to totally discredit the Catholic Church and the doctors who were concerned. And then the story gets really, really interesting, because at that
I'm already interested. You got me. You caught me. Everybody's going to want to watch this film, and we have it linked up, by the way, the infertility movie. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We're talking with Dr. Andy Wakefield. If you've just joined us, we're going to play, in fact, the trailer for it so everybody can see it in a moment as well. Andy, before we get into the even really interesting things, I think the whole thing is, remember when you posited that the combination of the MMR, maybe we should just break it up, right? That all three at once, and they were like, "Oh, what a how horrible!" And I'm thinking, DPT or DTAP, the three of those. That's why I asked you the question about was it just tetanus? Because apparently you can't get the just tetanus. You know, people that want just nowhere else, but apparently in Africa with the HCG added in, yeah, we're going to do that one. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah, a lot of experimentation. They tried all kinds of different adjuvants, vaccines to combine with the HCG molecule, but it was the tetanus toxoid that worked best.
So it was clearly when they say we can't separate these things out for those that just want one or the other. Obviously, we're not a big pro-vaccine show, Andy, you know that. But at the same time, I'm a pro-freedom guy. If someone were wanting to get something, I'd say, you know, let the market rule itself. But there is no real market. This is an artificial market. And, of course, Andy, through all of this, you discovered that these pharmaceutical researchers or whoever was conducting this mass vaccine campaign got informed consent from everybody because they knew HCG was in the tetanus shot, right?
Absolutely not. And there's the tragedy. Not only there no informed consent, even worse, Robert, what they were told, what these mothers were told, is they were doing something to protect their child from neonatal tetanus. They were part of a neonatal tetanus eradication program.
Yeah.
They weren't just denied fully informed consent that their pregnancy would abort or that they would be unable to get pregnant in the future. Mm. They were told something quite the opposite, that they were doing this to protect their unborn child once they came into the world. And so it becomes, if it's true, and that's what the film reveals, if it were true, then it would be a new moral and ethical depth for the World Health Organization to have plumbed. And it really throws into sharp relief what role the World Health Organization should or should not have in determining global health policy, global vaccine policy, pandemic response. And these people, Robert, they are not fit for a haircut, let alone running global health policy.
You're right. I mean, I joke about pediatricians. The only safe thing they do is measure the circumference of a head. Now I'm questioning that. What else would they do in that tape measure that you wouldn't know is there? This is not stunning to me because we've seen the depravity of the pharmaceutical church for a long time. And I just think as I'm meeting more and more physicians that have opened up to the reality that you opened up to many years ago with your discovery, to look back on the entire history of the vaccination campaign and find out it wasn't really rooted in sound scientific principles.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've talked about the lack of safety and efficacy studies, certainly no double-blind placebo-controlled test. And, you know, we were chided as conspiracy theorists for bringing that up or just dismissed that it's just not needed for vaccines like everything else we talk about. And now I'm seeing and hearing physicians, even like Peter McCullough, who's been, you know, speaking out against, for instance, the COVID jabs very vociferously, if I can use that word. And at the last event, we were just together at Nashville at the Nurse Freedom Network. Shout out to Kimberly Overton, a wonderful nurse stepping up and doing right by all the things she perceives now as a nurse she did wrong, that he would not vaccinate anymore. He would certainly not vaccinate his children anymore. And talking about all of that going back in time. So there's a mass, if I can say, I don't know if it's mass, but an awakening to harsh realities that many in the physician community didn't want to see because the programming and the training that got them to their status and their established practice, if you will.
It's really interesting to watch these new doctors come to the fore. It's wonderful. 17,500 now, they in just one group alone of doctors and scientists who have come out against the COVID shot. And it's interesting to hear them when they give talks. They would say, well, I'm not anti-vaccine. Childhood vaccines are fine. I'm okay with those. But I am anti this vaccine. Mm-hmm. And what they don't understand, because they've come to it relatively recently, is that having been in it 30 years, what I would tell them is this, that that's the way we all started. I started with concerns about MMR, not the other vaccines. Those evolved as I began to research them. Bobby Kennedy started with thimerosal, the mercury preservative in some of the vaccines. Chris Exley from the UK started with aluminum. And then we all came to the realization that it was much more complex than we previously imagined. It was much more complex by the hand of man, because we'd made it much more complex, because the vaccine schedule had become so much more complex, and therefore the potential for adverse reactions, for adverse interactions between the vaccines, for a whole series of new adverse outcomes, mm-hmm. was manifestly obvious. And so when these people come to this anew, please listen to the history, because the history is extremely important of how we all reasonable people, came to this point in our understanding of what's going on.
You know, Dr. Wakefield, I ask as well, folks, for compassion in this scenario as these physicians come to a new horrific realization, not only about, of course, the COVID jab, but the, by the way, it's Terry Aranga shouting out from Autism One, so I got to reach out to her. I'll be at that event, and Andy, you've been at that event for years. But I just want to say that as physicians are awakening to this horrific reality, and as you pointed out initially, and I got cut off for a moment, I apologize, but that they say, I'm not against blah, 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 fill in all the other vaccines, but now I'm seeing people that have been immersed in this for a couple of years are actually going back now. Like I said, with Peter McCullough just talking with him about it in a small group, and says, no, I've now realized I'm not going to do this again, any of them. So there is a time frame in terms of immersion and programming in human consciousness. And I don't mean just the physicians when the kind of schooling you went through and all of that, but in any walk of life, a lot of programming takes place to get to the point where we conclude certain things about reality. And so there are certain things are very difficult to look at, especially when you say, oh my gosh, I've actually participated. I didn't know. Yet those that have woken up are trying to do better, and I applaud them for it. And I welcome everybody who wakes up and makes these changes, significant changes from the nurse and medical community. And Andy, in the last couple of years, I've been meeting weekly locally, and this has been going on everywhere, just about physicians of all backgrounds, allopathic, medical, osteopathic, chiropractic, naturopathic, homeopaths like me, herbalists, nurses coming together. And we have been sharing information, data, clinical experience, because our bottom line was what everybody that went in to become a physician, for the most part, said, I want to help people. And yet they were hampered and didn't know they were hampered by their training or handicapped by it. So the good that's coming out of the bad, as it often happens in history, we only wake up after harsh things occur. And including the story, and I don't mean to divert from the infertility movie because we're going to come back to it as well, that these tragedies in our past have to come out, and we have to confront them and face them, whatever role we play, not to condemn so much unless they know better and they don't do better. Then, of course, there's some leeway to say, hey, folks, don't be a coward. Speak out about this. You don't want to be part of the problem once you're aware of the problem. So there's so many factors that come into what you're doing with this film that lead to so many things that we've witnessed, including the WHO, which you brought up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The FBI says there are still nearly 400 people unaccounted for after the Lahaina wildfire. The latest update says 385 people are still missing after the wildfire destroyed the town on the island of Maui last month. That's down from just three last week. President Biden is spending Sunday at his Delaware Beach house. This after the president spent the first part of his Labor Day weekend in Florida touring the damage left behind Hurricane Idalia. While surveying the destruction, the president says he is sure that money will be approved.
I'm confident because I can't imagine the Congress saying we're not going to help. There are going to be fights about things that don't relate to this, trying to connect this to other money or not, you know, but I think we'll get through it.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, one thing that's fascinating and is relevant to what you were saying is the good thing, the silver lining of the COVID cloud. Something that has been enhanced greatly by film, and this is what I found is film is so powerful, is that that combination has taken us from a situation when I got involved in this 30 years ago, Robert, where there were literally a handful of people worldwide who were prepared to discuss the thorny issue of vaccine safety, to more than half the world. That is where we are right now. More than half the world. I read the other day that 72% of American adults are refusing to comply with the CDC's recommended schedule for COVID vaccine. They didn't get the first dose, or they didn't get the second dose, or they refused to get the booster dose. That is a majority. It's a big majority. And that majority is what the media, the mainstream media, would label as anti-vaxxers. They're going against the mainstream recommendation, the mainstream. That is winning, Robert. Uncomfortable. It's incredibly uncomfortable. And those who are new to this, you may not appreciate it. It may seem very dark, very grim, but in fact, we are coming through it to a point of global realization of who it is we're dealing with.
Yeah, it may be that they can no longer claim that Andy Wakefield's responsible for everybody in England not getting MMR shots anymore. And it's like, as much as you had an impact simply by observing and reporting on what you observed or the little things we've done on this show for now 23 years, nothing we could have done or said could have resulted in this massive shift in looking at not just this jab or these jabs of mRNA, but now going back and saying, we got to reassess everything we thought we knew. That's not your fault. That's not my fault. I don't have delusions of grandeur. I know you don't. But the reality is now we are seeing it, and the consciousness to even accept a film like yours that points out something horrific within just basic level science, much less a specific science trying to assess a vaccine and its results on a population without any informed consent and resulting in something that is the opposite of what they promised. I mean, it's just like, how much more do you define, or however do you define evil? I mean, this really falls into that category.
Yeah, and the other thing to point out, you know, a lot of people in the U.S. in particular might say, well, why is this Kenyan story relevant to us? Why should we be concerned or take any notice? And there's a wonderful prophetic statement by the late Dr. Karanja at the end of the film. And after relating the entire experience of what he'd been through with his colleagues in relation to anti-infertility or infertility vaccines, he said, when they're finished with Africa, they're coming for you. Mm. Keep your children ready. They will come for them and they will come for you. And never were truer words spoken. That is exactly what has happened. And I think, you know, if people don't take that warning, don't heed that warning from Dr. Karanja, then it's going to be a very dark time indeed.
Well, let's take a moment to view the trailer. It's not that a minute and a half long, but gives you a sense of what this film is about beyond what we're discussing here. And then we'll talk about any reactions, if there's anything going on in the chat room or whatever, or some other the mysteries that are unfolding here through what you've discovered with this film and building upon others that have been screaming from the rooftops about this thing. And again, I'm grateful for you, Dr. Andy Wakefield, putting this film out. So check out this infertility movie. And let's play that clip, and the links are there as well.
Humans across the globe are becoming increasingly less fertile. The worldwide fertility rate dropped by nearly 60%.
What's happening here?
Infertility is one of the major problems in gynecology in Africa.
Currently, we have a tetanus campaign. We are targeting girls, basically the childbearing age.
The Catholic Doctors Association was able to collect samples during the vaccination exercise.
They did not expect that these samples would actually be tested. Somebody actually had something big to hide.
The lab that they purported to have tested the vaccine has actually confirmed to me that no such a thing ever happened.
No laboratory ever tested the vaccine.
That is not correct.
Which leads us to a disturbing turn of events.
If you do not stop World Health Organization, then they are through Africa. They're coming for you.
I am not saying that if you take these vaccines it will cause infertility, but I will say that none of the manufacturers should give you any assurances whatsoever that it won't.
History repeats itself. Infertilitymovie.org, and it is out and available for viewing. We have links up. You can watch the full movie now. We have a link to infertilitymovie.org where you just put your name and email in, and you're going to get updates as well. And I understand you work with Children's Health Defense and Bobby Kennedy on this project, and you directed it. Again, your skill level is just ratcheting up with every project, Andy. I love what you're doing. But this story is such that how would you have ever perceived that they would have done this intentionally back in the day as a young medical student, much less a medical doctor? You would enter a field that not everybody recognized it as those of us who have a history in homeopathy and other things, that there was an antagonistic approach to anything that would compete with it. But to the point that they'd be willing to do such horrific things.
It's extraordinary. Just to mention, Robert, that the trailer didn't play for me. It may have played.
Okay.
But it didn't play. I just wanted to let you know, because people, I don't want people to think that was, if that's what they saw, that was the trailer. It wasn't.
What we played was, in fact, a minute and a half trailer for the movie, was it not?
That's fine. It just, it made, I'm switched off because I'm on the show with you. That may be
the reason.
But, when I was a medical student, like you, you know, I was taught that there is absolutely no place at any time, anywhere, for anything to be, any medical procedure to be undertaken on a patient without fully informed consent, unless, of course, their life is at risk and they're unconscious and they cannot give that consent and you have to act there and then. But other than those extreme circumstances, which rarely present themselves, there is no excuse for not giving patients prior fully informed consent, which must be voluntary. They must know exactly what the known risks and benefits are, and these poor women were availed of any of this, and indeed many of them lost pregnancies as a consequence of this vaccine, this anti-fertility vaccine, and it really is morally reprehensible that it should ever have been allowed to happen, and to be something that they're proud of. They want to extend, they want to, and what they don't realize is that when you mess with nature, I mean, we look at the global fertility profile now, as you know, it's plummeting. Sperm counts in men are plummeting, fertility in women is plummeting, menstrual irregularities, all kinds of things are emerging for which we do not have an explanation. Here's one sector of it for which we do have an explanation, that is the deliberate administration of an anti-fertility vaccine, but we've got the vast majority of this body of infertility, we do not know the cause. And when we look at the natality curves for countries, the birth rate versus the mortality, then the natality is exceeded by mortality. And if you stay on that curve, that is an extinction curve. Mm-hmm. That is of the human race, the end of the species. That is where we're going. And you can only correct that if you, one, admit to knowing what's causing it, or research what's causing it, and establish that fact so that you can eliminate that exposure. But we're not in that position. So it's a very much more complex issue than just what happened in Kenya. But it's something that we really need to pay attention to. And I, for my sins, did not pay attention to this for a very long time while I was working on the MMR and autism issue. But people brought it to my attention. Is this a population control agenda? And I should have paid more attention then. But
or even the data coming out by physicians and researchers regarding health outcomes of those who are fully vaccinated in America versus partially or not at all. And these are the observations I've made. We've talked about on the air and off the air a bit. And then, you know, Paul Thomas and Neil Miller and Brian Hooker putting this information out and published literature, of course. It's not popular in the published literature, but in some cases they try to, remove it. But the reality is, we're seeing chronic, devastating, degenerative conditions in young people that used to be only for very old people. That was common and expected in a sense. And, my story and my journey is having chronic diseases from year zero and the canary in the coal mine of my generation, which caused me to be on this path in this lifetime. Wanting to go into medicine, being warned not to by my uncle, the medical doctor, and then finding homeopathy and a different way to go to undo the damage that was done to me and then help others to reverse it or maybe not even enter it. And the growing awareness that you brought out about infertility or fertility rates plummeting prior to this story, right? And prior to the COVID jab. We've talked about toxic poisons in the food, genetic modifications, fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, all of these things diminishing sperm counts and other fertility issues. With the COVID jab itself, I've been meeting with fertility experts and nurses in fertility clinics, and they're reporting outrageous levels of failure, to inseminate, much less implant, as well as just the what we call rates of spontaneous abortions, or what they call My mind is, I'm getting a little emotional here about this issue, Andy. I just look at this and then we go, let's go back into the bigger picture of the Bill Gates of the world, the globalists that are proud of this. And factly, they say, we're overtly trying to reduce world population. And in cases of controversy, Bill Gates said, if we can only vaccinate the world, we could not have this problem. It's like, you tend to ask the question, then what does that mean? If we were to vaccinate the world, we wouldn't have overpopulation. How do you interpret that as they try to explain it away?
It's what was his words, where we could reduce the world population by 15% if we're successful with these vaccine programs. There's an extraordinary paradox, the contradiction. Yeah. You know, if you were making people healthier, why are you reducing the world's population unless there's a deliberate attempt to interfere with fertility?
Yeah. I just, you know, I've known about this for years, but still, even when you... especially when you see it in a film, which is a dramatic way to bring these stories together and follow and track it. And then suddenly now the little disparate bits of information that you might have heard are put together. And that's, again, the gift and beauty of filmmaking and what you're doing and how you've, you know, retooled your life from pediatric, doctor of gastroenterology to do, I think, what is more important in terms of communicating what is the great danger, not only to our guts, which associate to the immune system, but our very ability to procreate as a species.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man.
you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Scott Bell Show.
Going forward, we're now in the midst of pre-production on a major full-length narrative feature film, rather like an Aaron Brockovich or The Big Short or The Insider. So a little departure for us, very, very exciting times. We will start, hopefully, production. We've already started a little bit of production, but main production will start in October. And we need help with that. We need financial help. It's not a big budget film, but we do need help. And we've pared it back to the bare minimum. We've taken on a bunch of people, wonderfully, who have rejected Hollywood. Hollywood have said, if you're going to continue as an actor or a cinematographer, you've got to get fully vaccinated. And they just said, no, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Career at this point is on hold. They've left Hollywood. And we picked many of them up. And it's fantastic because we're able to offer a safe haven for people to practice their art, their craft, and do so without being coerced into doing something that they innately sense that is not good for them. So it's a very exciting time. It's certainly a very different time in filmmaking, but the art is to adapt, to see what is coming and to anticipate it, to act accordingly, and to keep getting the story out there.
So is this next project going through Seventh Chakra Films, or is it...
This will go through probably a company called Seven Fathom Films.
Seven Fathom, okay.
Company for each film. Mm-hmm. And this will be Seven Fathom Films. But if you go to 1986theact.com, 1986theact.com, then you can contact us and help us get this movie made. So if there are people out there with means who want to avert a major catastrophe and bring this COVID audience across the bridge to the fact that this has been happening in the childhood vaccine schedule, had it item since the beginning, then this is the film for you. It's going to be huge.
Andy, my friend, thank you again for all that you do. Are you going to be at any upcoming events we should know about?
I'm cutting back only because we're so busy with production and pre-production that traveling is problematic. I do have a couple of meetings that I'm going to, but trying very hard to cut back on that until we get to the end of post.
Okay, but for now, your weekend movie screening, I'm not going to say orders, but I would highly recommend it, is to go to infertilitymovie.org for the movie, this new documentary film, Infertility, A Diabolical Agenda. Remember that quote, Dr. Stephen Karanja is right there. When they are through with Africa, they're coming for you. And it's apparent they're already coming for all of y'all, as we've discussed infertility issues with the COVID jab. But this goes into a whole other story that preceded it that would have precluded anybody listening to the WHO as a credible authority on this or any other health matter. And Andy, thank you for bringing that to our attention and the world's attention. I hope everybody downloads and watches this film. And thanks for to Bobby Kennedy and Children's Health Defense for making this available for free.
Great. Thank you very much, Robert. Great to be on.
All right. That's Dr. Andy Wakefield. Always good to have him on board and great work that he's doing. Thank you all for being here. I understand we're still banned on Facebook today. And so welcome if you're coming over on robertscottbell.com/listen. The chat room is open. And I'm just glad I've been, I think, home for a week. And this is crazy. This is really great. I don't have to travel this weekend. And it's Father's Day coming up. My gosh, that's going to be, I don't know, hopefully relaxing for all you dads out there doing what you love to do. And once again, thank you for being here. We've got some upcoming events we're going to go through as well. Links are in the show notes to the articles that we got. Sign up for email alerts. If you haven't figured out how to do that via text, text RSB. Those are my initials, RSB, to 22828. 22828. Text RSB to that, and you'll be prompted to sign up for email alerts. We've got our big AMA, not this Saturday, but next. For those of you watching or listening live, this is June 17th edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show 2022. The 25th of June is our next Ask Me Anything, a Saturday event, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Love for you to be part of the patron support, helping us to do these things and give away some really cool stuff. So thanks for being here. Thanks, Andy Wakefield. And the power to heal is yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.